You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Viene spallato via, Oba, acrobazia, via, gol, 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 gol!
Lomu! The America's Cup is now New Zealand's Cup!
Eccolo il cross, il destro, il gol!
My favourite sport is rugby. Love watching the All Blacks play.
Who cares? Tiddlywinks Championships is played over...
All over New Zealand, people are at their transistor radios cheering.
He works it to the game! He's got it! Magnificent!
And I suppose you don't get to this level if you can't handle those kind of situations.
We're going to fall an underarm. We haven't believed it.
New Zealand!
Ugh, there are a lot of sports. So many sports.
Indeed, and they're not, you know, there's, it's not just rugby, New Zealand. Open your mind, New Zealand.
I tell you what, we have come across a great game on the internet. Mike Havoc has shared a video with us. It's another Japanese sport.
We're in a Japanese rabbit hole.
Welcome, Lisa. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. Very good. And I think there's a bit of a trend going on there.
Are you? Do you feel better off for knowing about Bo Toshi? Is that how we say it? I don't know.
I would have said Taoshi.
Taoshi feels better.
But, yeah. Either or. I don't know if I feel better. I feel enlightened a little bit. It's really awesome. Cool videos. Should catch them on YouTube. There's heaps.
Should we just play? We'll play this audio, this video, and we'll talk about what we're seeing. That could be the best way to go about it. It's a ruthless scenario.
If we give an outline on this scenario, so there's 150 people aside.
Yes.
75 attackers, 75 defenders.
Yeah.
Now they've got 75 of them on either end surround a pole.
Yeah, because there's two poles.
Yes.
And so each team both defends and attacks one of the poles,
right.
And they're like kind of like throwing themselves at them, and so.
But there's a stick on top of the pole that needs to be got by the other team.
It's all about pulling the pole down. Actually.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah, it looked confusing. Also,
basically, what happens is the team trying to protect the pole surrounds the pole in a worship sort of manner, getting real
like
close to it.
Like a human fortress.
Yes, very much so. But then they end up getting climbed, kind of like. Some people climbing a fortress by a bunch of dudes coming at like high speed. I'm just going to
75 people surrounding a pole and 75 people trying to push the pole over.
Yeah.
Wait for that gun.
There's one dude on top of the pole right now.
Yeah, he's actually very important because he's like.
Oh, look, they all outwardly face, like, it's kind of like, so everybody's like, it's sort of a NFL approach of things, like, just you throw your body at other people, so there's no ball. I don't know how to understand this concept.
They're off. They're all wearing full headgear, by the way.
High speed. Now it's like bull rush.
Yeah, they just come crashing on the other guys, and then they jump on top of each other, which is, you know, they just climb on top of each other. To get to the pole.
Do you know what it looks like? It basically looks like a scene out of World War Z. I don't know if anyone's seen that movie with Brad Pitt. It's like a zombie movie where the zombies are super fast. That's what it looks like. It's like zombies using zombies to get higher up.
Yeah. That's it. And then this guy, is he the guy at the top?
And it's almost over. It's a short game.
Well, yeah, because it's not over, actually. You think it's over because the guy at the top of the pole fell down,
right.
But it's not, because then you still have to pull the pole down.
Right.
To like a 30 degree angle to the floor, the ground.
Everybody's wearing headgear. It's full on.
Yeah, because they're kicking themselves in the.
They're getting headgear ripped off. They're getting their shirts ripped off.
They're kicking each other in the face.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
No, that's great.
It is. It's a brawl.
And it seems to be held at like sports fields. We could probably integrate this into like a cricket field sort of scenario if we wanted to, really.
Apparently, this game is traditionally played on sports days at schools in Japan.
Yeah, that's
what
really
is
weird.
The injury count in this game? What is how do Bo Toshi?
Taoshi.
Bo Taoshi.
Bo
Taoshi. Yeah, it's just like it was a military thing, and apparently they must have loved it so much that they brought it into schools.
It has a real bull rush feel about it. You know, you don't really need much. You just need a couple of poles lying around.
Still need to, you know.
I'd love to see the grassroots version of this game.
It's
probably no
real,
pole at all. It's just like a dude with a hat on or something. Yeah.
This is a great spectator sport.
Mm.
Two teams running at each other from opposite ends of the field.
So many illegal tackles.
Yeah. Big hits.
There's actually a lot of strategy, by the way, apparently.
I'm sure there is.
Yeah. I don't know. I've got a little list here.
Oh, good.
Lay it on us. Read it. But, oh, it's just like there's a lot of tricks that you can do.
Like dummy running?
Yeah. Or like, you know, just kind of attracting your opponent to go somewhere where you want them to go to create a gap and then someone jumps and gets access to the pool kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That's actually kind of, well,
so you kind of like, you can draw your opponents out, create a weak spot, and then concentrate on an area, and hopefully they'll cave in the weak spot.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like rugby, see?
Boat Hershey, the Japanese pole toppling game.
It's really cool. So what's next week's Japanese game then?
No, I reckon we move countries. Hey, there's plenty of sports out there. Don't forget.
Yeah.
If anyone wants to find anything more about this game, YouTube?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, YouTube is.
Do we know, is there anything significant happening in the world of actual sports that people might be able to care about in New Zealand?
I feel bad because you asked me that, but then I spent all my time focusing on those weird sports. I don't actually know what's happening in the real world of sports.
Probably heaps of
all
stuff.
Right, next week, I'll.
Actually, don't worry about the 6 o'clock news covers that pretty hard. Maybe we should talk about arts.
Yeah.
We'll play some music. Right, thanks, hey, Lisa.
Thank you very much, Lisa. Thank you.
See you next week.
Thank you, Japan.
Pass it. So many sports.
Gol de Andrés! El dios del fútbol acaba de bajar a Stamford.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.